Welcome to the PC Speaking Podcast series, Through the Bible in a Year, where we come together for daily reading and reflection as we journey through the scriptures. Let's dive into today's episode with Pastor Chris Miller. Faithful in the storm.
We're the empty spaces. Hello and welcome back to day number 114 of the Through the Bible in a Year reading program. Today's reading will be from Joshua chapters 22 through 24, and in the New Testament, Luke chapter 17. Today's reading, we conclude the book of Joshua. Looking forward to starting the book of Judges tomorrow. The Israelites have just about settled themselves into the promised land in chapter 22. The tribes of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh return to the east side of the Jordan after helping the other tribes conquer their territories west of the Jordan. There's a misunderstanding that arises regarding an altar that they built, which they resolved peacefully. Chapter 23 and 24 feature Joshua's farewell addresses, where he reminds the people of God's faithfulness and challenges them to remain faithful to God. The book ends with the renewal of the covenant at Shechem and Joshua's death. Luke chapter 17 in the New Testament, Jesus teaches about forgiveness, faith, duty, the kingdom of God, gives instruction on the necessity of forgiving others and the power of faith, even as small as a mustard seed. He also speaks on the attitude of servanthood and gratitude through the parable of the unprofitable servant and the healing of 10 lepers. The chapter ends with Jesus discussing the coming of the kingdom. Let's go to our reading for today, Joshua 22, chapter 1. Then Joshua called the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh and said to them, "You have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you and have listened to my voice and all that I commanded you. You have not left your brothers these many days to this day, but have performed the duty of the commandment of the Lord your God. Now the Lord your God has given you rest to your brothers as he spoke to them. Therefore, now return and go to your tents, to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you beyond the Jordan. Only take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, to hold fast to them, to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." So Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. Now to that one half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given inheritance in Bashan, but Joshua gave to the other half amongst their brothers, beyond the Jordan westward. Moreover, when Joshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them and spoke to them, saying, "Return with much wealth to your tents, with very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with bronze, with iron, and with very much clothing. Divide the plunder of your enemies with your brothers." The children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh returned and departed from the children of Israel out of Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the land of Gilead, to the land of their own possession, which they owned, according to the commandment of the Lord by Moses. When they came to the region near the Jordan, that is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar there by the Jordan, a great altar to look at. The children of Israel heard this. Behold, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar along the border of the land of Canaan in the region around the Jordan, on the side that belongs to the children of Israel. When the children of Israel heard it, the whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered themselves together at Shiloh to go up against them to war. The children of Israel sent to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the half-tribe of Manasseh into the land of Gilead, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest. With him were 10 princes, one prince of a father's house for each of the tribes of Israel. And they were each head of their father's house amongst the thousands of Israel. They came to the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the half-tribe of Manasseh to the land of Gilead. And they spoke with them, saying, "The whole congregation of the Lord says, 'What trespass is this that you have committed against the God of Israel to turn away today from following the Lord? And what you have built yourselves an altar to rebel today against the Lord?' is this iniquity a payor too little for us, from which we have not cleansed ourselves to this day? Although there came a plague on the congregation of the Lord, that you must turn away today from following the Lord. It will be since you rebel today against the Lord that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole congregation of Israel. However, if the land of your possession is unclean, then pass over to the land of the possession of the Lord, in which the Lord's tabernacle dwells, and take possession amongst us. But don't rebel against the Lord, nor rebel against us, in building an altar other than the Lord our God's altar. Didn't Achan, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the devoted thing, and wrath fell on all the congregation of Israel? That man didn't perish alone in his iniquity. Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke to the heads of the thousands of Israel. The mighty one, God, the Lord, the mighty one, God, the Lord, he knows, and Israel shall know. If it was in rebellion or if in trespass against the Lord, don't save us today, that we have built us an altar to turn away from following the Lord, or if to offer burnt offering or meal offering, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offering, let the Lord himself require it. If we have not out of concern done this, and for a reason saying in time to come home, your children might speak to our children saying, what have you to do with the Lord, the God of Israel? For the Lord has made the Jordan a border between us and you, you children of Reuben and children of Gad, you have no portion in the Lord. So your children might make our children cease from fearing the Lord. Therefore we said, let's now prepare to build ourselves an altar, nor for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but it will be a witness between us and you and between our generations after us, that we may perform the service of the Lord before him with our burnt offerings, with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not tell our children in time to come, you have no portion in the Lord. Therefore, we said, it shall be when they tell us of our generations this in time to come, that we shall say, behold the pattern of the Lord's altar, which our fathers made. Not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice, but it is a witness between us and you. Far be it from us that we should rebel against the Lord and turn away today from following the Lord to build an altar for burnt offering, for meal offering, or for sacrifice besides the Lord our God's altar that is before his tabernacle. When Phinehas the priest and the princes of the congregation, even the heads of the thousands of Israel that were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them well. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, to the children of Manasseh, today we know that the Lord is amongst us, because you have not committed this trespass against the Lord. Now have you delivered the children of Israel out of the Lord's hand? Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, and the princes returned from the children of Reuben and the children of Gad, out of the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them word again. The thing pleased the children of Israel, and the children of Israel blessed God, and spoke no more of going up against them to war, to destroy the land in which the children of the Reuben and the children of Gad lived. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad named the altar a witness between us that the Lord is God. Chapter 23. After many days, when the Lord had given rest to Israel from their enemies all around, and Joshua was old and well advanced in years, Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and said to them, I am old and well advanced in years. You have seen all that the Lord your God has done to all these nations because of you, for it is the Lord your God who has fought for you. Behold, I have allotted to you these nations that remain to be an inheritance for your tribes from the Jordan, with all the nations that I have cut off, even to the great sea towards the going down of the sun. The Lord your God will thrust them out from before you and will drive them from out of your sight. You shall possess our land, as the Lord your God spoke to you. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that you not turn away from it to the right hand or to the left, that you not come amongst these nations, these that remain amongst you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow down yourselves to them, but hold fast to the Lord your God as you have done to this day. For the Lord has driven great and strong nations out from before you, but as for you, no man has stood before you to this day. One man of you shall chase 1,000, for it is the Lord your God who fights for you as he spoke to you. Take good heed, therefore, to yourselves that you love the Lord your God. But if you do at all go back and hold fast to the remnant of these nations, even these who remain amongst you and make marriages with them and go into them, and they to you know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no longer drive these nations from out of your sight, but they shall be a snare and a trap to you, a scourge in your sides and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Behold, today I'm going the way of all the earth. You know in all your hearts and in all your souls that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have happened to you. Not one thing has failed. It shall happen that as all the good things have come on you of which the Lord your God spoke to you, so the Lord will bring on you all the evil things until he has destroyed you from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you when you disobey the covenant of the Lord your God, which he commanded you, and go and serve other gods and bow down yourselves to them. Then the Lord's anger will be kindled against you, and you will perish quickly from off the good land which he has given you. Joshua 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and called for the elders of Israel, for their heads, for their judges, and for their officers, and they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "The Lord, the God of Israel, says, your fathers lived of old beyond the river, even Terah, the father of Abraham, the father of Nahor. They served other gods. I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him throughout all the land of Canaan and multiplied his offspring and gave him Isaac. I gave to Isaac, Jacob, and Esau. And I gave Esau to Mount Seir to possess it. Jacob and his children went down into Egypt. I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt according to that which I did amongst them. And afterward, I brought you out. I brought your fathers out of Egypt, and you came to the sea. The Egyptians pursued your fathers with chariots and with horsemen to the Red Sea. They cried out to the Lord. He put darkness between you and the Egyptians and brought the sea on them and covered them. And your eyes saw what I did in Egypt. You lived in the wilderness many days. I brought you into the land of the Amorites. They lived beyond the Jordan. They fought with you, and I gave them into your hand. You possessed their land, and I destroyed them before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and fought against Israel. He sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you, but I would not listen to Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still, so I delivered you out of his hand. You went over the Jordan and came to Jericho. The men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Girgashite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite, and I delivered them into your hand. I sent the hornet before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, not with your sword nor with your bow. I gave you a land on which you had not labored and cities which you didn't build, and you lived in them. You eat of vineyards and olive groves which you didn't plant. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served before the river in Egypt and serve the Lord. If it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our fathers up out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and who did those great signs in our sight and preserved us in all the way in which we went, and amongst all the peoples through the middle of whom we passed. The Lord drove out from before us all the peoples, even the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." Joshua said to the people, "You can't serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your disobedience nor your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, then he will turn and do you evil and consume you after he has done you good." The people said to Joshua, "No, but we will serve the Lord." Joshua said to the people, "You are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen the Lord yourselves to serve him." They said, "We are witnesses." "Now therefore, put away the foreign gods which are amongst you and incline your heart to the Lord, the God of Israel. The people said to Joshua, "We will serve the Lord our God and will listen to his voice." So Joshua made a covenant with the people that day and made for them a statute and an ordinance in Shechem. Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and he took a great stone and set it there under the oak that was by the sanctuary of the Lord. Joshua said to all the people, "Behold, this is a stone shall be a witness against us, for it has heard all the Lord's words which he spoke to us. It shall be therefore a witness against you, lest you deny your God." So Joshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance. After these things, Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. They buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in the hill country of Ephraim and the north of the mountain of Gaash. Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua and had known all the work of the Lord that he worked for Israel. They buried the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt in Shechem, in the parcel of ground which Jacob bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver. They became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, died. They buried him in the hill of Phinehas, his son, which was given him in the hill country of Ephraim. Luke chapter 17. He said to his disciples, "It is impossible that no occasions of stumbling should come, but woe to him through whom they come. It would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were thrown into the sea rather than he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Be careful. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. If he sins against you seven times in the day and seven times returns, saying, 'I repent,' you shall forgive him." The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord said, "If you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you would tell this sycamore tree, 'Be uprooted and be planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. But who is there amongst you, having a servant plowing or keeping sheep, that will say when he comes in from the field, 'Come immediately and sit down at the table'? Wouldn't you rather tell him, 'Prepare my supper, clothe yourself properly, and serve me while I eat and drink. Afterward, you shall eat and drink.' Does he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded? I think not. Even so, you also, when you have done all the things that are commanded, you say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have done our duty.'" As he was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing along the borders of Samaria and Galilee. As he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him, who stood at a distance. They lifted up their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." As they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus answered, "Weren't the 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Were there none found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has healed you." Being asked by the Pharisees when God's kingdom would come, he answered them, "God's kingdom doesn't come with observation. Neither will they say, 'Look here,' or 'Look there,' for behold, God's kingdom is within you." He said to the disciples, "The days will come when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. They will tell you, 'Look here,' or 'Look there.' Don't go away or follow after them. For as a lightning, when it flashes out of one part of the sky, shines to another part under the sky, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. As it was in the days of Noah, even so will also be in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, and they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ship and the flood came and destroyed them. Likewise, even as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom, it rained fire and sulfur from the sky and destroyed them all. It will be the same way in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who will be on the housetop and his goods in the house, let him not go down to take them away. Let him who is in the field likewise not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life loses it, but whoever loses his life preserves it. I tell you, in that night there will be two people in one bed. One will be taken, the other will be left. There will be two grinding grain together. One will be taken, the other will be left. They asked him, "Where, Lord?" He said to them, "Where the body is, there the vultures will also be gathered together." Well, that's our reading today, Joshua 22 through 24 and Luke chapter 17. Let's wrap up with a couple of thoughts and meditation for today. What can we learn about conflict resolution from what we read in Joshua today, chapters 23 and 24 in particular? What lesson can you draw from Jesus' teaching on forgiveness and faith in Luke chapter 17? And how does the story of the 10 lepers challenge you to practice gratitude in your life? To take it further, if you'd like to do a little more study today, study the significance of altars throughout the Bible, from the patriarchs to the New Testament, and their role in worship. Well, that's our reading for today, and I look forward to speaking with you again tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the PC Speaking Podcast. Tune in tomorrow for another episode of Through the Bible in a Year. If you have found this helpful, please follow the podcast and share it with a friend. It is our hope and prayer that every episode helps enrich your relationship with God and His Word.